Or we have the next and last item that wildlife has is where am I? Boundary changes, wherever that is. Hunting district boundaries. And as I've been mentioning throughout the day here, there are some significant changes in hunting district boundaries being proposed. Now, these are proposed for Region 1, for example, proposing to remove Hunting District 132 by placing the lands at, in an expanded 170, private lands into an expanded 170, which is the Flathead Valley bottom there, and the Forest Service lands then to go into Hunting Districts 130 and 140, depending on where they are. Also, they are proposing to combine Hunting Districts 150 and 151, those are the backcountry in the Bob Marshall there, into a new and larger Hunting District 150. As I mentioned several times here in Region 2, there are some changes being proposed in the Upper Clark Fork and the Phillipsburg Valley. This has to do with Hunting Districts 211, 212, 213, 217, 214. I think that the maps that were provided to the commission, I can certainly go over those if you need, but earlier commission meeting in October, we discussed some of that, and the changes being proposed are to make it better for managing in the Phillipsburg area, and then also in the Upper Clark Fork on the Flint on the east side of the Flint Creek Range there, or the Flint Range, Flint Mountain Range, excuse me. Region 4, there are some changes proposed in Hunting Districts 404, 421, 444. Some minor changes there to facilitate management. Also, a small change in Hunting District 411, 412, a very small change there. And in the Castle Mountains, as we discussed, to combine Hunting Districts 449 and 452, all the Castle Mountains into one. Now, Region 6, and I had sent, I hope that everybody had the opportunity to look at the map that I had sent about the proposed changes in Region 6. For what they're talking about there. They're talking about combining Hunting Districts 611 and part of 670, and then also combining Hunting Districts 640, 641 and parts of 651 and 670, and then combining Hunting Districts 650 and part of 651, and then combining Hunting Districts 680 and 690. These proposed changes reduce nine hunting districts five, and I assume that everybody had the opportunity to look at that map that I sent out to kind of describe what we're proposing there. Those are the changes proposed for deer, elk, lion, and bear. For antelope, as I discussed earlier, proposing to reestablish Hunting District 329 in the south portion of what is now Hunting District 318, combining up in Region 4, Hunting Districts 470, larger 471, and adjusting the Hunting District 491 so that the entire Hunting District is in Region 4. In Region 5, to expand Hunting District 514 by modifying the eastern boundary there a little bit and adjust Hunting District 590 so that the whole thing occurs inside Region 5. And then Region 6 makes some changes there that are commensurate with what was proposed for deer and elk. Some minor differences there between antelope and deer and elk, but those changes that they're proposing up there, in my estimation anyway, are very good, and I commend the staff for taking the time and taking a look at those. We talked a little bit about some of the moose changes being proposed already in Region 3. I think you already know what those are. I'll stand for any questions, obviously. Moose in Region 4, create a new Hunting District 447. Bighorn sheep, some minor changes there. Hunting District 482, just make the north boundary in the Missouri River rather than, I believe, it's the north bank right now. Hunting District 6, or Region 6, excuse me, extend that eastern boundary of 622 to the current border of deer and elk, 631. Mountain goat, proposed to combine 327 and 322 into a new and larger 327, and as I mentioned before, create a new hunting district in the upper West Fork of the Stillwater at Hunting District 521. That's very brief, and without the aid of maps that many people have, it was fast. I think we've covered it, but I'd sure be willing to stand for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Borey. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt for public comment the 2020-2021 changes to hunting district boundaries as presented by FWP and that all other regulations and descriptions of boundaries will remain unchanged.
Second.
Motion and second. Questions or comments from the commission?
It will be interesting to see what the comments are that we receive on some of these.
And definitely, I mean, there's 411 and 412. It's going to be interesting and up in the 600. So I think we'll all need to be watching closely. Yeah, other questions or comments? Is there a comment from the region? I'm going to start out in any of the regions. Doesn't look like anybody's around, so. Staff, I'm glad you were all wearing your shirts. You're easy to pick out. Anybody here in Helena wants to comment on these boundary proposals?
Dave Stone again for the Anaconda Sportsman's Club. Julie Gall came to our meeting last month and spoke on the boundary change for 214, and there was no opposition from the club there, so we agree.
Thank you. Further comment here in Helena. Boundary changes. Seeing none, John, I didn't have a chance to read the justification for combining 411 and 412. And then does 412 become part of that EMU for the elk or?
No, the proposal for 411 and 412 is not to combine those. It's just a minor change to use Highway 200 rather than the current one. And so a little bit of, I think it's 411.
Okay, that's what it, okay, that makes some sense. All right, yeah, that probably makes some sense. Okay, any other questions, comments from the commission? I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay.